Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, here with none other than NFL Network's Mike Mayock. And, Mike, you're doing a great job here at the NFL Scouting Combine. Want to have a chance to talk a little bit about the Eagles. And you look at the quarterbacks in this year's draft class, I'm thankful, and I'm sure Eagles fans are thankful, that they have the franchise guy already in Carson Wentz.
Well, I think you have to give Howie Roseman a ton of credit here, because when he made the move to go from 13 to 8 and then 8 to 2 and gave up all those draft picks, there was a lot of criticism about that. And I don't think it could have worked out better, big picture, for the Eagles, because, A, they got their franchise quarterback. Carson Wentz, to me, there's a belief in my heart, because he was number one on my board and throughout the league, that he's the real deal. Now, the added bonus that was unexpected at the point, that point, was the situation in Minnesota and the trade. So now you get the first-round pick back. You get the opportunity to play the young quarterback. And it couldn't have worked out better for Eagles fans. And because you don't have to worry about the quarterback, you're just worried about now building around them.
So, Mike, how do the Eagles go about building around him? They could use help at running back, help at wide receiver. Which do you think is more of a pressing need?
Well, I think you're at 14, and if you don't move up or down, I think you wait to see what the board tells you to do. For instance, I don't try to qualify it as a wide receiver, even though they need wide receivers. I look at it and say, okay, got a young quarterback. What kind of playmakers are you going to surround him with? And in this draft, you know, there's some tight ends that are playmakers. Okay, O.J. Howard at 251 pounds ran 4.51 today. This kid, Evan Engram from Ole Miss, ran 4.42 today at 6'3". He's a matchup nightmare. So if you're at 14 and you're looking for playmakers, do you include them in the conversation with Mike Williams and John Ross and Corey Davis? And, by the way, do you throw in a couple running backs also, depending on who's still there? Would you look at a Dalvin Cook, a Christian McCaffrey? Would you look at one of those type of players at 14? And I think the Eagles have to be open to all of that, because the goal is to improve your offense and help your young quarterback, and I think there are different ways to get there.
Mike, I want to talk about the two big receivers, Corey Davis and Mike Williams, for a moment, as potential options at 14. Yeah. How do you personally separate the two of them?
Well, unfortunately, Corey Davis isn't going to get a chance to work out because of the ankle, but I think he's a little bit more athletic than Mike Williams. I love the fact that about 6'3", 215, he can run big body routes in the red zone. You can throw back shoulder to him, but he runs better routes than Williams. He's a better athlete. He catches the ball beautifully, and I think he's got a huge upside. Now, Mike Williams I love for a different reason. They're very different kind of wide receivers. Mike Williams is all about the big body throws. It's back shoulder. It's red zone. He wants to beat you up. He's not going to create much separation, but he's going to find different ways to separate, and he's going to do it with his big body and his catch radius. And when he fights for the football, he usually wins. So you're looking at two different wide receivers there, and then you throw John Ross in the mix, you know, who ran 4.22 at the combine, and you kind of go, okay, you know, if you want a guy that can take the top off a zone, that can win for you, it's a different conversation medically, but he brings something pretty special also, and he's in the conversation.
Mike, it's interesting you mentioned Christian McCaffrey there as a potential option at 14, because I loved his workout. But from a value standpoint, and with the depth of the running back position, do you think that could be an option for the Eagles?
I keep going back to playmakers and who can help Carson Wentz in that offense. And I would put him in the category as a matchup nightmare. And I don't care if you line him up at tailback. I don't care if you line him up side saddle. I don't care if you line him up slot. Or I don't care if you line him up wide. He's a matchup nightmare. If a linebacker ends up on him, you got an issue. So from my perspective, again, going back to the Eagles and what they can do to help themselves, it's at 14, it's got to be a playmaker. And I would certainly put McCaffrey in that group.
Do you think it could be a playmaker on defense? I don't think people talk about edge rusher enough with the Eagles. And Howie Roseman said this week that Vinnie Curry is going to be poised to have a big season in 2017. They need to rely upon him. But I also feel like that's a position that the team could address early and often in this year's draft. So when you look at the edge rushers, who do you think could be in play there either on day one or day two for the Eagles?
Yeah, the edge rush class is the best I've seen in years. So if they attack that in the second or third round, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think at 14, what it all comes down to is how the board comes out. And, you know, how many quarterbacks go in the top 10? How many running backs go in the top 10? What at 14, what does your board tell you? And if at 14, the number three player on your board is sitting there and he happens to be a corner, say Marshon Lattimore is there, or you love Sidney Jones and he's sitting there at 14 versus a watered-down offensive board, what do you do? So I think it's just a matter of getting to 14 and trusting your board.
Who do you think value-wise could be good there at 14 from edge rusher standpoint? You figure Solomon Thomas is going to be gone. Obviously, Myles Garrett's probably going number one. Is Derek Barnett worthy of a potential 14 overall pick?
I think he's worthy of a top 10 pick. I think a lot of teams are going to like Tack McKinley. He's 3-4 and 4-3 versatile. I've got 8 edge rushers with first-round grades. So whether you're getting them at 14 or in the second round or even the third round, there are guys like Terrell Basham that in the third round would be really attractive to me as a 4-3 hand-in-the-dirt defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Now, Mike, my last question for you is this. Certainly the Eagles could address cornerback in free agency, but at this point you have Jalen Mills coming off a strong rookie season, but Nolan Carroll said to become a free agent. Theos McKelvin was released. What do you think they could do at corner? I mean, certainly it's a very deep group, so do you think that's a position they might be very aggressive with?
There are typically 12 corners taken in the first three rounds. I've got 17 to 20 corners with grades in the first three rounds. So, again, the Eagles' needs match up with this draft, and I think that's the beauty of the whole thing, especially having the young quarterback.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network does a phenomenal job covering the NFL Scouting Combine and the entire draft process. And, of course, he is the preseason analyst for your Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.